Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine, and I am a manifestation and mindset life coach. I coach modern-day women on how to manifest their desires and create their dream life through helping up-level their mindset and radiate their inner glow. On Just Glow With It, we talk mindset, manifestation, and all things that modern women love. So from how to have a thriving social life, finding your dream career, to mastering self-care, I cover it all. If you're ready to embrace all the high vibes, up-level like never before, and live life the glow way, then keep on listening. And as always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am recording this episode on a beautiful Sunday late afternoon after a weekend of resetting and recharging, just doing a lot of catching up on some sleep, relaxing with a glass of wine, and catching up on my Netflix shows. And I actually have a yoga class after I recorded this episode, so I just feel really refreshed and just ready to take on this new week that lies ahead. So this episode is for my girls who are trying to balance it all. Maybe you are juggling multiple jobs and responsibilities. Maybe you're a mother, a business owner, a wife, a student. Whoever it is you are, whatever it is you do, this episode is for my girls who often find themselves feeling tired, burnt out, or overwhelmed. If that is you, then this episode is for you. And so in this episode, I am talking all about how you can do what you love and still get burnt out, why every modern girl needs balance and boundaries in her life, and I'll also be sharing my tips for balancing it all and staying organized and on top of your things, and I'll also be sharing my reset and recharge routine. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. Intentionally made sure that this weekend was purely one of relaxation and recharging was because I recently experienced some major burnout last week, and it left me feeling so overwhelmed and tired. I felt like quitting everything and just giving up, and I hit empty and I just couldn't function properly, which, you know, also inspired this episode that I have for you girls today. As always, the universe has a funny way of speaking to us. It's always giving us signs and messages, and it's just up to us to pay attention to the signs and the messages of the universe. And so as I was in the midst of feeling just burnt out and overwhelmed, I saw a quote that really put things into perspective for me. And that quote is, "You can do what you love and still feel tired. You can do what you love and still become burnt out. You can do what you love and still be excited about taking a break." And this quote made me realize how out of balance I have been these past few weeks. You know, I've been nonstop busy these past few months, actually, with graduating from my life coaching program, working with one-on-one clients, building my business even more so now that I have graduated, all while trying to balance two other jobs of mine and the podcast and the blog and working out and eating right and friends and family, etc., etc. And I say this so humbly and with gratitude because every single thing that I'm working on and everything that I'm doing is something that I thoroughly enjoy and is what I want to do. And I'm so grateful and so blessed to have that privilege of everything that I'm doing in my life is one of with intent and because I want to do it. But at the same time, the quote that I just mentioned, it made me realize how I haven't been implementing as much self-care or downtime as I should be. And I guess, you know, a part of me did feel like I shouldn't be tired. I shouldn't take a break because I am doing what I love and I'm doing what I meant to be doing and all of these things. And because of this mindset that I had, it led me to getting burnt out and actually not wanting to do any of it at all. So after a weekend of taking a step back, relaxing and recharging, I wanted to speak on the importance of balance and boundaries and why every modern girl needs balance and boundaries in her life. If you're a mom, a business owner, student, whether you're juggling multiple jobs, whatever it is you do, you need to have balance and boundaries for yourself. If you think of a car needs maintenance, it needs oil changes, it needs gas, it needs to be taken care of in order for it to run smoothly, right? So if you think of your body, your mind as a car, what do you think happens if you continue to drive your car for days on days on days without taking a break, without, you know, checking the oil or refilling on gas or checking your air or like the air in your tires? What do you think will happen to your car if you continue to drive your car without checking up on it, without, you know, giving it maintenance? Your car is either not going to run well or not going to run at all. And it's the same thing with our minds and our bodies. If we are constantly on the go, running, without taking breaks, without recharging and refilling ourselves, eventually we are going to burn out. And in the end, it'll cost us more damage and more money and more time if we don't take care of ourselves now. What I want to say is you don't need to be superhuman. You don't have to do it all at once or do it all the time. Taking breaks doesn't make you lazy. Asking for help doesn't mean you have failed. Saying no to certain things doesn't make you selfish or a bad person. And so some ways I'm learning to set boundaries is through one, my morning routine. And I've mentioned my morning routine so many times, and I actually just wrote a blog post on my website on how to cultivate an inspiring morning routine. So if you want to check that out, it'll be linked in the show notes. But morning routines are so important because they set the tone for how your day will go. They set the tone for how you will react to things that happen throughout your day. And I've noticed that the mornings I do my morning routine, I can handle problems or inconveniences that come my way with ease and without, you know, stepping out of my character. And I'm able to flow through my day more, and I just have a clear mind and clear intentions on how I want my day to go. Morning routines are super, super important, and I'm making it a habit of doing my morning routine before I do anything else. So before I check my emails, my text messages, my notifications, I'm working on doing my morning routine before all else. And another way I'm learning to set boundaries is by knowing when to turn on and turn off. And so what I mean by this is turning off my notifications for my emails, for work, for social media at a certain time in the night when I'm ready to relax for the night. And I keep my notifications off until after I've done my morning routine, because I've definitely had times where I didn't turn my notifications off, and I'll get an email or a notification and I'll check it, and because I checked it right then and there, then I'm more likely to get to work or respond to that email. And it kind of just, and before you know it, that one email turned into five emails and an hour later. So I've also woken up to a million notifications and emails from work and stuff like that. And it can feel very, very chaotic to wake up and the first thing you see is notifications for all of the things you have to do today. And it's overwhelming. And it definitely has helped to have my notifications turned off when I am off work mode. And another way that I'm learning to set boundaries is to schedule in self-care / reset and recharge time. And I do this nightly and weekly, which I will explain later in this episode. But for me, I have to schedule in self-care, or else I will not do it. So I suggest for you girls, maybe if you find that you haven't been implementing as much self-care or downtime as you should, to schedule it into your planner or your calendar or whatever it is you use, a time frame where you're literally doing nothing, or you're just relaxing or getting your nails done or whatever self-care means to you. Schedule that time in, and I promise you're more likely to do it if it's scheduled in your calendar. I also have a few tips for balancing it all and just staying organized and on top of your things. And so my first tip is to have a planner. So when it comes to juggling clients, meetings, work, homework, appointments, it can get really, really overwhelming. And for me, I have to have things organized and written down, or else I will go crazy and I will feel overwhelmed. And it helps to have things written down, and it declutters my mind when I write things down. And so, again, my number one tip is to being able to balance it all is to have a planner. So it can be physical, a notebook, digital. For me, I like to use a Google Calendar because it's so easy for me to use, and I can change things around easily. I can set notifications and reminders. I can color code things, and I can sync things to my phone. And using Google Calendar has just been so life-changing for me, and it's made my life so much easier in being able to prioritize things and actually get things done. And for me, it's just so nice to be able to see things laid out and have a visual for what's going on for the day, for the week, for the month. And I think I know having some sort of calendar or planner is so, so helpful. And my next tip is to prioritize by importance and deadlines. So again, you don't have to do it all in one day. I know I've scheduled like 50 things for me to do in a single day, and just seeing all of the things that I've had to do and knowing that I probably won't get to them all has stressed me out, when realistically I probably didn't have to schedule all of those things in a single day. So don't try and do it all in a day. You don't have to do that. It's better to prioritize your time by importance and deadlines. So if obviously if something needs to be done ASAP, then put that on the top of your to-do list or whatever. And if something is not as of importance, give yourself a decent amount of time to complete it. So for example, one of my things to do is create a coaching agreement for a few girls that I will be coaching starting January 2020. Okay. So obviously this is something that I need to do, but I have some time to do it. So I will prioritize sections of the coaching agreement to write out throughout obviously the month of November and December. So obviously it's not something that needs to be done this moment, but it's something that I have to do soon. So instead of just rushing to get it done, I space it out where I have enough time to do things section by section. That way it's not as overwhelming and I'm getting it done on time. That's how I like to prioritize things. And also when it comes to prioritizing things, a really good tip is to know your priorities. This is really, really important. For me, my priorities are my business, my jobs, my family, my friends, self-care, and working out. And those are my main priorities in life. So those are the things that are going to come to me, that are going to come first for me. And everything else is extra. And if I have time for it, I have time for it. If I don't have time for it, then I don't have time for it. And it is what it is, which leads me to the next tip, which is to be intentional with your time. So like I said, if I have time for extra things, then I have time for it. If I don't, then I don't. And at this stage in my life, there are many things that I'm trying to accomplish, big things I'm trying to do, dreams I'm trying to bring into fruition. And honestly, I've already done so much of this because I have been super intentional with how I'm spending my time and with who I'm spending my time. So I know that I am where I am because I chose to be intentional with my time. I chose to say no to going out every weekend with people I didn't really care about, and I chose to stay home and work on my website or edit a podcast episode or do whatever it was that I needed to do. And because I have, you know, put in the time and energy, I'm now seeing the fruits of my labor, and honestly, it feels really, really good. You know, my tip for you girls is if you're trying to make shit happen and if you're trying to make something of yourself and be somebody, you have to be intentional with your time. And sometimes that means saying no to certain people. Sometimes it means sacrificing having some fun now to live out your dreams later. And it may be a while till you see things unfolding, but I promise you, if you keep going, if you keep doing the work and you stay consistent, eventually it will pay off. My other tip is to just accept that sometimes you can't get to it all, and that's okay. As long as we're doing our absolute best and we're doing what we can with what we have, then honestly, that is all that matters. And it won't be the end of the world if you miss a deadline. It's never that serious and you will be fine. So, okay, I kind of wanted to talk quickly about my reset and recharge routine. And I actually have two different routines. One is like my daily reset recharge routine, which is super simple and is something that you can do every night. And my other one is a little bit more extensive, and it's like my weekend Sunday reset recharge routine. So for my daily reset and recharge routine, what I try to do, emphasis on try, every night I try to disconnect from social media at least 30 minutes to an hour before bed. This just helps my brain to like slow down and get in relaxation mode and not be so stimulated by all of the things that are on social media. I also like to do my skincare routine every single night. My skincare routine is my favorite part of like my evening, and I love having a fresh face and I feel relaxed, and I don't know. Maybe that's like the Taurus in me, but yeah, skincare routine for sure. And I also try to journal about my day. It helps me to release any like thoughts that may have accumulated throughout the day or things I'm holding on to, and it allows me to process things. And just journaling and reflecting on your day is just so therapeutic, insightful, and helpful. And I also like to light a candle towards the end of the night, get in relaxation modes, pull out some essential oils, and do a meditation before bed. So that's kind of what I do on the daily. And during the weekend, so this is my Sunday reset recharge routine. So I like to wake up, do my morning routine as usual. And on Sundays, I'm trying this thing where I disconnect from work completely. I know it's not always going to be possible, but I'm trying to not work as much or be as quote unquote productive on Sundays. So today I refrained from doing much of any work, and I worked out in the morning. I did a bar class with my friend Jessica, and after that I went home. I meal prepped for the week. I organized my space. I planned for the new week, things I have to do, events, appointments, things like that. And I also, on Sundays, I like to take extra time on my skincare routine and do a little bit more extra stuff that I wouldn't normally have time to do during the week. And I also love to end my Sundays doing a yoga class, which I am going to, and which actually starts in like 20 minutes. But I love taking this. It's actually called Reset and Recharge Yoga. It's a restorative yoga class. So I'll be doing that. And then after my yoga class, I will be going home, finishing up any little tasks that I have yet to do. And by 8 p.m., I am shutting off on all work and I am relaxing, getting a glass of wine, catching up on some Netflix, and I'm completely shutting down. And so that is my reset and recharge routine. That is all I have to say for today's episode. I know it was kind of a shorter episode, but I literally have to get to my yoga class now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would appreciate if you would leave a review, screenshot it, post it on your social media, tag me in it, share it with a friend or someone who you think may enjoy this episode or this podcast. And I hope you all have a beautiful, lovely, abundant, magical week. Happy Thanksgiving. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.